with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden will speak to the nation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in an Oval Office address. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Having just returned from a whirlwind trip to Israel, the president will deliver a primetime speech to discuss two critical world events: the U.S. response to Hamas's terrorist attacks against Israel and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Mr. Biden said he would be asking Congress this week to approve supplemental funding for both Israel and Ukraine, along with some domestic needs. And White House officials are considering a package that could cost tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a State Department briefing, spokesman Matthew Miller says they're hoping to learn more about Russia's detention of a Russian-American journalist, a woman who works for Radio Free Europe, which receives U.S. government funding.
We are aware of reports concerning the detention of Alsu Kurmasheva in Russia. Whenever a U.S. citizen is detained overseas, the department works to provide all appropriate assistance. We have not been officially notified by the government of Russia about this arrest yet, but this is a case we have been tracking.
Kurmasheva is the second U.S. journalist to be detained in Russia this year. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich was arrested for alleged spying in March. Refusing to drop out, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is telling GOP colleagues he's still running for House Speaker. But he says he would back a temporary speaker for several months until January as he works to shore up support to win the gavel himself. However, neither plan seems viable at the moment after Jordan failed on two ballots and no immediate third vote is planned. Jordan delivered his message Thursday at a closed-door meeting of Republicans at the Capitol. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 250 points, the Nasdaq dropped 128, the S&P 500 lower by 36. This is SRN News. Americans differ on so-called climate change according to their faith.
Simply put, people who are non-religious are more likely to support climate policies that might put people out of work and raise prices. A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 66% of atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular faith think such policies are a good idea, versus 53% of white Catholics, 52% of white mainline Protestants, and 41% of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Asia is generally considered to be socially conservative, but the LGBT agenda is making inroads. A Hong Kong court has upheld two earlier rulings that supported the granting of subsidized housing benefits to same-sex couples. Currently, Hong Kong only recognizes same-sex marriage for certain purposes, such as taxation, but gay activists are trying to change that through the courts. India's Supreme Court legalized civil unions this week. SRN News. The Guardian newspaper has fired a cartoonist after allegations of anti-Semitic imagery. Religion correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The Guardian newspaper has fired longtime editorial cartoonist Steve Bell after refusing to run a caricature of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that critics say draws on anti-Semitic stereotypes. The decision comes after Bell depicted Netanyahu holding a scalpel and preparing to cut a Gaza-shaped incision in his abdomen. Bell said he had been accused of evoking the pound of flesh demanded by the Jewish character Shylock in Shakespeare's play The Merchant of Venice. He said that had nothing to do with the cartoon, and he would never dream of promoting anti-Semitic imagery. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Guardian newspaper has long been known as one of Britain's most liberal outlets. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.